So I decided to wear this shirt because it's time that I come out as a camp kid. My first time at summer camp was 1996. I was 9 years old, and I loved camp. The best thing about camp is there were basically no adults. Everyone was, the counselors were 18, 19, 20. There was a camp director and two nurses, but other than that, it was just like kids roaming free. And there were a bunch of other things I loved about camp. I loved that the girls had hairy legs, and sometimes the boys would wear dresses on Shabbat. And I got such an amazing gender education at summer camp. We listened to, this is not going to make any sense unless you're a 90s kid, but we listened to No Scrubs alongside with No Pigeons and talked about like gender roles and the difference between, you know, men and women singing particular lyrics. And it really just changed the way that I moved in the world as a girl. And I felt so thankful for all of that. But this was also the Midwest in the 90s, and queerness was like not a thing that we talked about. And this, despite being like super progressive in lots of ways, was an extremely heteronormative environment. As I said, there wasn't really much adult supervision, so there was a lot of friskiness going on, some truth or dare in the woods. And even the more like tame parts of summer camp were extremely heteronormative. If it was Havdalah and people were laying out in the grass and, you know, lying their heads on someone's belly, it was always like, oh, what boy has his head on what girl's belly? And this felt very normal to me and totally comfortable. I had no problems with that. I didn't really think about it. And I've always liked boys, so it was fine for me. But there was some friction that I felt sort of deeper in terms of, like, the rules, the unspoken rules about how boys and girls are supposed to relate that I relate to each other that I never really vibed with. Like, I had my first kiss at summer camp, lost my virginity at summer camp. It worked for me, but there was something else that just didn't quite fit. And after I left summer camp, no one was out at camp. I can barely remember anyone who was out at camp. But later, people did start coming out. My best friend, who I sang Dar Williams with and strummed on our guitar, she came out a little bit later. And eventually, I went to grad school, and I was in my first queer community. And suddenly I was around people who experienced desire the same way I did, as something super fluid without rules or boundaries. And then I fell in love, my first queer relationship. And around that time, I went back to summer camp for a camp reunion. And camp was in some ways similar, but also so queer. Like something magical happened between 1996 and 2018. There were gender-neutral bathrooms, so many queer counselors, and my friend who I sang Dar Williams with, she was there, and I told her about my queer partner, and I came out to her, and she was so excited for me and so supportive, and she said, "Sarah, I have something I want to show you." And I was like, "Ooh. Okay." And she took me to the hangout spot where the camp counselors hung out that the kids weren't allowed to go in. And very, you know, there was stale hookah smoke and unwashed cups. And then she took me into a closet, literally into a closet. And on the back wall was a list of names of people who I had grown up with who had come out later. And this was like, it made me feel both really proud that these people had like found a space to write their names, and also like sad that it was in a closet. And also just like the idea that these were all names I recognized, people who I had grown up with, who had been my counselors, who I hadn't thought of as queer. I hadn't thought of myself as queer. And then she said, "Sarah, do you want to put your name on this list?" And I kind of paused because I hadn't really had any language around bisexuality. And I thought, like, I had my whole camp history basically, like, as what I consider to be a straight person. And the idea that I would, like, put my name here felt like, would people think I was a fake? But I decided to put my name on that list. And it felt really good. And I've been talking to her recently about this list, and one of the things that she said is that has really stuck with me is that, like, if that list still exists, for those kids, it's going to feel like this weird relic that they don't understand at all. And, like, how good for them that they have no idea why there's a list of names in a closet. Because they're just growing up in a completely different world. And I wonder what it would have been like if I had been at summer camp and, you know, maybe flirting with the boys, but also maybe flirting with the girls, and at least understanding why all of the, like, straight customs felt completely foreign to me, even if I could sort of subscribe to them at moments. And I'm just so heartened for the next generation of camp kids who are just growing up in a completely different environment. Thank you.